Assalamu alaikum. Okay, go ahead, Sister Islam. Go ahead. Now it just Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam ala rasulullah. When there is eclipse of the moon or eclipse of the sun, then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to hasten to the salah, and he will say congregation of the salah, and then he will lead the salah of the people and congregation, and also he'll make a long sujood, he will make long ruku', long bowing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking forgiveness. We don't know whether it's something bad is going to happen or not. There is no indication of the sunnah whatsoever. But we should right now to take the opportunity to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to ask Him to forgive us and make salat and make dua, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away that eclipse, or will remove the eclipse away from us. And let me just explain to the effect of the salah, that the salah is done, the salah, it will be done as follow, that the imam will say a salatu jami'ah, means congregation of the salah, and a caller or the imam himself will call to that, and people, will, as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, and he would say Allahu Akbar, and then he would recite the Fatiha, then he would recite as much as he could of the Quran, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited long of the Quran. Then after that he will make ruku' and a long ruku' Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and so he keeps there. And also, after that, he will say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, he will get up from the ruku'. Then, after that, he will continue the recitation of the Quran only without the Fatiha. So he will continue reciting the Quran, then he will make the second ruku'. He will make a second ruku'. And also that ruku' should be long, but not long as the first ruku'. Then he will get up from that ruku' and he says, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. And then he will go, move into the other, to the next movement is the sujood, the prostration. He will go to the prostration and he will make long prostration and then another second prostration, and he will get up to make another ruk'ah. And he will do the same thing as he did in the first ruk'ah, and that's it. It's only two ruk'ahs salah. Yes, brother, do you have anything? No, you should not recite anything when the imam is reciting the surah. No, you should not say anything. Just, you should stay quiet and listening to the Quran. Okay, and Allah reward you. Any other questions? Okay, go ahead. You have a question about Kalfiya. What is this? Okay. Correct. This hadith is, I believe, is authentic. Is authentic that we should make the allegiance, but the allegiance is not existing. We don't have a khalifa here in the Muslim world or anywhere in the globe. So it's really is not pertaining to us at this particular time. It does not pertain to us. So, but if should be there a khalifa in the land anywhere, we should give our allegiance to him, and we should not hesitate to do so. No. Yeah, you work for it by starting with yourself. You work for it by starting with yourself. You don't start with the top, but you start within yourself. It is ignorant that with someone to go and fight the government, that's wrong. But we should start with ourselves, because some scholars said, indeed, establish the Islamic government in your heart, Allah will establish it for you on the land. So you should establish it in your heart first. That means starting with yourself. Where should we look at reciting surah? Okay, you should look while you are reciting the Quran, while you are standing up to make salat, your sight should be pointed toward the prostration position. Prostration position. That's we should. You should not wander with your sight, with your eyes left or right, even though sometimes we may do it voluntarily, but it's okay, but we should point our sight toward the prostration spot. During the ruku'ah, you should not shut your eyes while in standing or while you are in ruku'a position, but you should see down on the ground. Also in sujood, you should not shut your eyes on the prostration position. Yeah, anything good that you do, it's count toward working. Yeah, did you do the sister side? Okay. Yes, giving dawah, doing any good things, you know, or forbidding bad, ordaining good, is all counted toward the Khalifa too. Yes, it will establish, because any good will come, of course, the fruitful, or the result of it will be fruitful. No, no, this. Is this hadith accepted for every Islamic group? Not really. I mean, of course, we should. Right now, we should not really. I mean, let me take this a lot of time to say that we should be right now work toward unite ourselves. First of all, by taking a lot of the sickness of the heart toward each other. We should not have really envy, jealousy. We should not have despising toward one another. We should work on ourselves, purify ourselves first, And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once when we have this purification, we don't have envy toward each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His will and His mercy and His favor, He will establish our, you know, khilafah. Now, we should not do this, you know, violence is denounced in Islam religion. We should not make any violence toward a toppling any government or anything. We should be all the time, we should concern ourselves first. There is filth in ourselves. We need to remove that filth. Purify ourselves first. First, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh who you believe, protect yourselves and your family from a hellfire. It's a fuel made of people and stone. That means protect yourself and your family first before you go and, you know, doing anything that it is out of Islam. No, he did not that way. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed 13 years in Mecca and Medina, tried to teach the Sahaba, because he knows they did not. When we conquer ourselves, when we have victory over our lusts and desires, then at that time, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish things for us, and Allah knows best. Like I said, again, this is, you know, we are going in the same subject, like I said. Yet we should focus on ourselves. Right now, we are not in any position to do except focusing on ourselves. That means to purify ourselves, because we have a lot of cleanliness to be done in our household. How you can make someone else bed and your bed is not done? You should be concerned of yourself. Now you should not, it is something wrong to give salam to non-Muslim. You should be, you should not initiate the salam. But if he gives you the salam, you can answer. You have the choice to answer or not. But you should not initiate. You should not initiate, let's say, salam or whatever, peace, salam, whatever it is. Okay, sisters, inshallah, if there is no other question, then I am going to be excused, and I'll let somebody else, inshallah, will be taken over momentarily. Okay, may Allah reward you for listening. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Yes. Momo, yes. Go ahead. At that time, if you, sister, okay, if you, let's say if you are praying behind the imam and you had to pass gas or bring the wind or whatever, then your wudu is invalid. At that time, you need to leave the spot where, and you need to renew your wudu immediately and come back and join the imam. And whatever be missed, you just complete when you the imam make taslim out. If you let some gas go, no. Gas, if it is coming inside your stomach, that means then, you know, like your stomach is growling, there is nothing wrong with that. will not invalidate your wudu. But if it is coming from the anus from the back, then it is will invalidate your wudu, and you must go and you renew your wudu. For eclipse or for any other salah, even recitation of the Quran in Arabic. If you recite the Quran and in Arabic and you happen to break your wudu, you break past gaz, you must go and renew your wudu immediately. If you are, while you are, السلام عليكم. Okay, I am still here. Are you? Okay, now you hear me? Okay. Layla, she going to work. Sheikh Khaled, can you type something? Are you there yet? Yes, I am here. Yes. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Yes. Okay, anything else? Okay, what the train alone? Can you explain a little bit more? If you have a gas problem, that means really you whatever. I really don't know exactly. Most of the time that the people who have a gas problem, it is a problem that within their imagination. Believe me, it is not a problem of that they pass gas, but it is a problem that they think they have passed gas, but really they did not. But put this one into consideration. Take this into consideration. If you have the problem, okay, of gas, and you do smell and hear, once you have to smell and hear, okay, then at that time go ahead and renew your wudu. Other than that, don't bother yourself with that, because that's something will keep nagging you, for the longest. So this is how you penetrate the problem. Smell and hear, both. If you hear and smell, one of them, you know, shouldn't you have, no, one of them. If you either smell or hear, or you smell and hear and both of them, not growling, one of them, yeah, one of them. Not growling of the stomach. That means you really, you did smell and hear something, then you should go immediately and make the salah. And also you can a little bit, you know, speed up just a little bit without sacrificing the quality of your salah. Speed up a little bit if you think you have really, indeed you have a problem of gas. And also another remedy for this problem, that you are stay away from anything that will make you pass gas. Beans, chickpeas, milk, anything, dairy, products, anything that you keep away from this, whatever it causes you. Sometimes, you know, people, they never been accustomed to hot sauce, and hot sauce keep them, you know, passing gas all night long or all day long. So don't do. Like I said, we have to go with the hadith. If you feel no. If you smell and hear, yeah, it is allowed to stop the gas. Yeah, if you can stop it, would you like to press your two legs together? That's fine. You can press that, you know, that's fine. Especially if it is at the, you come into the end of the salah. You can press it, nothing wrong with that. All right, sisters, inshallah, anything else? Or, inshallah, I am, inshallah, leaving. And maybe the brother will come after me. Okay, inshallah. All right, sisters, is there any other questions? So Sister Leila got me in this because I really am a people person who want to go home early and have good sleep. Okay, inshallah. Zakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.